Hey guys, the podcast is back with a brand new name, a brand new image, and a brand new excitement. I'm so excited. Today we are going to be talking about the one platform that you need to be on social media. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. It feels so good to be back. I feel like it's been probably about a year or year and a half since I last released a podcast episode. And I'm going to be totally honest with you guys because this relates to today's episode. So one of the reasons that I shut down my podcast before is because I was doing this podcast interviewing a whole bunch of entrepreneurs. It was awesome. I got connected with some great people who are still to this day awesome connections. But one of the things that someone asked me is, what's different about your podcast? And I remember kind of sitting there thinking, that's a really good question. And they said, why did you start a podcast? I said, the reason I started a podcast is because everyone tells me I need to have a podcast. And that person asked, what's different about yours? What makes someone want to listen to it? Is this just another podcast where you interview a whole bunch of random online entrepreneurs? And when that person said that to me, I realized, it's totally true. My heart isn't in it. I'm podcasting because I think that's what I'm supposed to do. You ever do something like that where it's something that you don't necessarily need to do, but you do it because you think it's what you're supposed to do? It's kind of crazy, but when you decide the social media platforms that you focus on for your business or for your clients, it's kind of the same process. You're going to get a ton of people who are going to tell you, you need to be on Instagram. You have to be on Facebook. Oh, your market's on Pinterest. And I remember when I was first building all of my social media followings, it kind of felt like trying to get a ball to roll down the hill, but not a ball, a really, really heavy rock. And so I start to push this boulder and it just felt like, oh my gosh, this is so much work to get this started, to get the momentum going on it. And all of a sudden I realized that was just one of the boulders that were surrounding me. I had Facebook as one boulder, Twitter as another boulder, Instagram as another. And everyone was saying you have to be on every single platform. But what happens when you don't love a platform? You're not coming to life. You're not excited about posting on it. I'm going to be totally honest. It's the same thing as what happened with my podcast. I was doing the right things, doing what people told me to do, and I wasn't getting the results that I wanted because I wasn't passionate about it. I didn't have an angle that felt right. My voice wasn't developed on my podcast. The same exact thing is true with social media. So while most people are going to say you have to be on X platform, you have to be on Y platform, I'm going to offer you a totally different idea. And that is this. I want you to find what feels right. I guarantee you there's some platform on social media. It might be Instagram, could be Facebook. Heck, it could be Reddit. I don't like Reddit. That's where all the trolls play. And I try to stay away from the trolls as much as I possibly can. But there's definitely one social media platform that you prefer over the others. So this is contrary to the advice that you've heard before. I'm going to tell you to focus on the platform that you enjoy the most. Now, if you're working with clients, it's a little bit different because you can really focus on a couple of different platforms since you're not the one developing all of the content. You may be developing some of it, but I want you to really focus on the platform or platforms that come naturally to you, the ones that you can post and you're not like, is this the right format? Am I doing this right? Because when you don't have a clear understanding of how a platform works, you might as well launch a podcast just like I did last year. And now I'm finally repurposing and, you know, changing and totally doing everything differently, which is awesome. It's going to be a really, really fun year. And I'm so excited you're listening to my podcast. So I'm going to tell you something, like I said, totally different. Focus on the platforms that you love. And remember, it's like pushing a boulder down a hill. But once you get that traction, once you get that boulder to move, it's kind of amazing how quickly it picks up speed. Once you get that going on one or two platforms, then you can start to expand and move into other platforms. Up until that point, it just doesn't make sense to be trying to get all of these boulders moving at the same time, unless you have a team to do it for you. Social media managers, that's where you come in. That's where you are the team. You can surround your client and push all the boulders down the hill at the same time, depending on their bandwidth and their budget. So, super excited to share that with you guys. So much fun. I'm glad to be back. Let's have an awesome day. See you later.